This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning, Nate. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm stuck in my house. It's great. You know, nothing like -5 on a Thursday. So happy to be talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's not much nicer here.
Not much nicer here. We can totally relate to what that feels like, Nate. So let's start with what we heard from Nick Gallegretti, the former chief who was extolling the virtues of a Trey Smith. Given the way the cap increased yesterday and given what you had reported earlier in the day, do you think that the Chiefs now have an easier time because of the cap increase of keeping Trey Smith?
You could maybe make that argument, gentlemen, but I just don't necessarily see how the Chiefs are going to try to not only fit Trey Smith into their cap sheet for, you know, next season in 2026 and beyond, but you know, they have so many needs. I know that sounds crazy, perhaps for Bear fans, but like, they need a receiver. They need probably another cornerback. They might lose Nick Bolton, their very dependable linebacker. They need more defensive linemen. Obviously, everybody knows that if you want to protect Patrick Mahomes, you might have to choose upgrading that left tackle for maybe trying to mitigate what you have at right guard with Trey Smith. So it's helpful. But it's really going to have to come down to, is Trey Smith comfortable with a more creative structure than just, hey, 4 years, you know, 80-something million dollars, you know, 40 of it guaranteed, and obviously a more traditional structure that obviously someone like the Bears can offer. That'll be the question, because as I always like to tell people, it's about the guaranteed dollars you have in addition to, are you guaranteed to be on the roster for 3 years as a free agent? Those are the two things that usually matter. And I'm not sure the Chiefs can sort of reach those prerequisites when you are definitely, as Trey is, one of the top free agents at this year's spring class.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what he wants to do. If he's the kind of guy that is looking for top dollar, or if he's willing to make some adjustments to stay in Kansas City. And I'm curious, when, you know, normally when you talk about great players, and he's considered a great player, teams don't let guys like that go. You know, they know the value of the player. Now, obviously, the salary cap kicks in here and there are concerns, but if their priority is getting the offensive line healthy and playing well in front of the quarterback, how does that happen if you lose one of your best guards?
It's such a good question, which is why this is so fascinating, right? Because I think the Bears and some other teams that obviously have a ton of cap space would love to have Trey Smith, because he is so durable. He's such a strong player, particularly in the running game. He's very good as a pass protector as well. And, you know, the reason why the Chiefs were two-time defending champions was because Trey Smith has been pretty good in just about every postseason game. So, he brings pedigree. He was an All-American in college. The issue is, They've already made Joe Tooney, their left guard, one of the highest paid left guards in the league. They have Creed Humphrey, who is Trey Smith's best friend. And honestly, that might be one of the Chiefs' biggest advantages in all of this is, hey, you know, Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey have been knowing one another since about eighth grade. It just so happens that they joined the Chiefs in the same draft class. But they made Creed Humphrey the highest paid center. That happened. Juwan Taylor's making $20 million annually at right tackle. It's a question of how much can you sort of pay premium dollars to four of your five positions, obviously knowing the importance of left tackle. But yeah, you're right. Trey's a very good player. The Chiefs want to keep him. It's just they understand that they may have to backload the deal or try to find some way to sort of keep him in line with obviously the rising cost of specifically Creed Humphrey. But I love the idea that if you're a sixth round pick and you play this well, everyone will advise you. And by the way, you're a two-time champion, so it's not like you haven't had success before already in your career. Everybody would usually advise you to take the best deal. And the Chiefs understand that if they offer or match the best deal for Trey Smith, that may be to the, you know, that may not be to the best advantages of like the defense or if you're going to try to get better with the receiving core. If Travis Kelce, and this is a big if Travis Kelce does indeed decide to retire because he's going to be 36 next October.
So you mentioned the possibility of a friendship being part of the conversation or decision-making process if Trey Smith didn't want to leave Kansas City. Yesterday on social media, there was a suggestion that a girlfriend who's from Chicago would contribute to that decision-making for Trey Smith. What do you know about that?
Yes. Every Bears fan can say, interesting. It's also, you know, there's the Ryan Poles connection. Everybody knows about that as well. I understand, especially too, with any free agent, especially on offense, you're asking yourself, like, who am I playing with? Like, who is the quarterback? And so if you think Caleb Williams is young, dynamic, going to improve under Ben Johnson, then okay, this makes all the sense if you're going to leave a perennial Super Bowl contender like the Chiefs for top dollar and you get to, you know, maybe help the Bears obviously transform in a very tough NFC North division. I love all of this because I think the Bears probably have the inside track out of other teams not named the Chiefs to obviously sign him in free agency. That's what will be so fascinating about conversations that we'll have next week in Indianapolis at the Combine. It's just like, okay, what is actually his market? Because you could argue that Trey Smith is younger and just as good, if not better, than all of the highest paid right guards in the league, which means you're thinking about 22, 23, 24 million, which was, you know, as I reported, right around the salary, or excuse me, the franchise tag. And the Chiefs didn't want to make that commitment just to hold more time to see if you can get a long-term deal. There's no guarantee of that once you place a franchise tag on a player. For Bear fans, it's noticeable to realize that the Chiefs went through this last year with L'Jarius Sneed, who plays an actual premium position, and they struggled to trade him throughout much of the offseason until, you know, we got asked like almost into draft territory, essentially. So you have to hold that cap money basically without the ability to use it elsewhere, even though that player may not be on your team next year. And I don't know if teams are going to give up, you know, two or three in terms of a draft pick for an interior offensive lineman. So again, I think outside of T. Higgins, Trey Smith's one of the more he's probably the second most compelling free agent because he makes sense for the Chiefs. He makes sense for teams that are up-and-coming contenders with a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract with a nice offensive-minded head coach. And now the Bears, you know, are, as I said before, they make sense to be the team with the most inside track on maybe landing Trey Smith because of all the factors that we've talked about.
So it's fun to talk about significant others impacting contract negotiations. What about retirement decisions? Do you feel like Travis Kelce has done enough? I listened to everything he said. you know, the old line, when a guy's talking retirement, it means he's retired. I don't know. Does he got another year or two? Does he want to play? Does he want the commitment? What do you think?
Yeah, this is where it gets really difficult for the Chiefs. And even if you're Trey Smith, you have to understand that you're only guaranteed maybe, and this is a big maybe one more year of Travis Kelce. Guys, it's astonishing that he's still this good at 35 going on 36, but he can't carry the offense anymore the way we've all watched him do it for over a decade. The Chiefs, as I've also reported, would like to know, based on his own contract, hey, we would like to know if you're going to play football as politely as possible. Like, can you please tell us before free agency starts, or like around, you know, the first part of free agency? Now, you know, there's some money that sort of kicks in for Travis that isn't, you know, cheap. It's like double digits in terms of $1 million and in terms of his cap hit. So they could obviously renegotiate that and massage that if they want. But for Trey Smith, like, the Super Bowl may have been his last game with Travis Kelce. And it's just unfortunate for all the players involved that they struggled so mightily against the Philadelphia Eagles in that Super Bowl, getting absolutely, you know, blown out, you know, for about three quarters before they ever sort of got into a rhythm. I think if you're Trey Smith, you understand that you learned so much from Travis Kelce, both on the field, as a competitor, as a leader, as a, you know, veteran mentor. But look, it might be time for a new chapter, and that's what Travis is dealing with as well. So I don't know. My colleague Diana Rossini says that he's leaning maybe closer towards returning than retiring, maybe giving it one last ride for one more year. I know Patrick Mahomes would love that because they have such a good friendship and chemistry on their own. They're kind of best friends on the team. So it would be nice, but I think for Trey Smith, you have to understand that, you know, Travis isn't going to be around if you sign a contract more than maybe one more season with the Chiefs, whereas, you know, it might be better to take all those lessons you've learned under, you know, the NFL's newest dynasty and try to see if you can, again, make a new team, you know, see the impact you can have on a new team. I totally understand that. In addition to significant others, maybe being like, Chicago's great to live in, which I can attest, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago's great to live in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Talking with Nate Taylor, who covers the Chiefs for The Athletic here in Moline Haw. So, Nate, last thing I have for you is that there was a suggestion, or maybe people that watch the Super Bowl closely, or watch the playoffs even a little closer than maybe the regular season, that Trey Smith didn't have a great postseason, or the play in the Super Bowl was more subpar than you're used to seeing from a guy as accomplished and good as he has been. Is that fair to evaluate him that way? And should that be a concern for any team about to invest heavily in the free agent?
Sure. No. No, that's totally understandable. Trey Smith, just like everybody else on offense, ladies and gentlemen, play poorly in the Super Bowl. Sometimes that happens. Now, it's shocking considering the success the Chiefs have had over the 4 years that Trey Smith has been there, that everybody was overwhelmed by the Eagles. But the pushback is, yes, the Eagles are in your conference. If you're the Chicago Bears, ain't nobody got a pass rush like them. Just not a single one. Not especially with 2 weeks to prepare. And Vic Fangio realizing, hey, we don't have to blitz at all. So Jalen Carter's going to get better. Mo Williams, pretty good player. Obviously, Josh Sweat kind of wrecked the game from the edge, which is not necessarily Trey Smith's fault. But again, the Chiefs did not have a good game plan. So it's just as much on the coaching staff as it is the players as well. But yeah, I totally understand that there should be some pushback. I'm like, whoa, didn't really play well in the Super Bowl. But if you look at last year's Super Bowl, Trey Smith did play well. If you look at the Super Bowl 2 years ago against the Eagles, who also had a pretty good pass rush, Trey Smith did play well. They didn't allow a single sack in that Super Bowl. So everybody has, bad days. But I do understand that you're not going to find a better – three things can be true at once. He was not good in the Super Bowl, and he will be the first to tell you that. He pretty much admitted it in the locker room to me after the game. Number two is he's still 25. There's still a way for him right. to get better. He's not a finished product, especially if you get him in a new system and obviously with a different coaching staff. Who knows? Maybe they can bring something out of him that is not necessarily required where he was with the Chiefs. And then the third thing, too, is you play the Eagles.
Right.
The Eagles dominated everybody. So
Javon Carter, pretty good. Yeah.
So the Eagles, pretty good. Now Trey does go up against Chris Jones in practice, especially during training camp, and that's always fun to watch because, Chris Jones is one of the best and probably the best interior pass rusher in the AFC. So look, it happens, but you play the Eagles, man. It's gonna be tough to get that out of people's minds since the last thing they saw. But I do want to say that I thought Trey Smith was fine against the Texans, against the Bills in the playoffs. I thought he was pretty good, but there's a difference between maybe a older version of Ed Oliver and then immediately going to Jalen Carter and being like, yo, this guy's incredible.
Fair point.
That's great stuff. Hey, Nate, thanks a ton. Hey, Andy Reid's not leaving anytime soon, right? None of those guys, Reid, Spags, the great Dave Tobe, who was here, Matt Nagy. Well, he was looking for a job, couldn't get one.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything changing by now. If there was going to be major changes to the coaching staff, they should have done it probably this week. Because again, as crazy as this is, the off season starts on Tuesday, guys. Like everybody will be at the combine in Indianapolis. Right. We'll all be looking at the draft prospects, and the off season will be essentially in full swing. So, Andy Reid, I think at least has probably 2-3 more years left in him. I know his contract is through 2029, if my memory is correct. But hey, he has Patrick Mahomes. Everybody would tell Andy Reid, don't leave. Okay, it can get better. Just find him a couple more offensive linemen and a couple receivers, and the Chiefs will still be Super Bowl contenders.
Nate, you live in Chicago? Are you from Chicago?
I'm from Kansas City, but I've been to Chicago several times. I used to cover the Indiana Pacers down in Indianapolis. So I visit Chicago quite often in the summer. And you could argue there's no better place to live in the summer.
That's a good argument.
The issue is the as I tell people, hey man, you leave the United Center at midnight or whatever time it is, that wind will take your soul. It's so bad. So you get the best of both worlds. I love Chicago. Robert Mays is one of my dear friends. He lives in Chicago. He obviously works for us at The Athletic as well. But man, there's nothing better than the summer in Chicago. And I truly mean that from a Midwest perspective, as someone who visited Chicago quite often in the summer.
Great stuff, Nate. Thanks a ton. Great catching up with you.
Yeah. Thank you, Ty. Anytime.
That is that's great stuff, Nate Taylor.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.